Today, I'm very, very pleased to welcome Alan Solomon. He is a digital entrepreneur and he's going to tell us today where New Zealand is heading in terms of where people put their money, how we can grow our wealth, how we spend our money, or is it money? So, welcome, Alan. Thanks so much for agreeing to talking to us today.
Yeah, thanks, Melanie. Thanks for the invite. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but
Oh well,
I've
let's just go with
got a little bit of knowledge.
it. Awesome. So I guess what this episode or what this podcast is all about is shedding some light on some of these intimidating topics that small business owners or small to medium-sized business owners are facing. In particular today, what we're talking about is cryptocurrency. Where are we going with it? Why don't you start us off with just telling us what it is, where New Zealand is at, and we go from there.
Yeah, big topic, a very big topic, and whether Kiwis really want to accept that central bank digital currencies and cryptos are coming, they very much are. The talk around all the different governments around the world is implementing their own digital currency. If you think back 25, 30 years ago, and people said, there's going to be this thing that's the internet, and people will be able to communicate and send emails and do e-commerce, people laughed at it, saying it would never work. And you fast forward 30 years into today's society, there's no way we could ever do without the internet. And it's the same with crypto. Crypto's been around since 2009, and just slowly but surely, awareness of crypto around the world is growing. There's about 4% of the world's population now doing cryptocurrency. And yeah, like you said, a lot of people are really scared of it, but it's just like the same thing when you learn to drive,
Yeah.
right? You just got to jump in that driver's seat and
And do
start to practice and learn. Yeah, and do it. And
it.
that's basically what I do. So a lot of the things that I do here, especially here in Rotorua, I've got over 300 clients that operate in the digital space. With coin, you can see it in the background there. And also private coaching, teaching people how to navigate through the minefield, because it really is a minefield.
Yeah.
And if you go down the wrong track, you'll fall into a scam. Someone's uncle from Nigeria will email you and tell you've got $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. And that sort of thing does happen. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can fall into those traps. So just to carry on with the answer to your original question about where we're at with cryptocurrency, I'm just going to share my screen with you. And it's actually quite mind-blowing. How's that?
It is there. Yes, I can see
Yeah,
it.
cool. So obviously this is a world of the map. It was updated this month. And you can see there's six different colors, and they, or sorry, five different colors, and they actually represent where each country is at with regards to launching their own cryptocurrency.
Wow.
So the countries in the green, like Australia, you can see parts of South America, Central America, the bottom of Africa, those guys are in the middle of researching their own cryptocurrency. So 2 years ago, the Australian government paid the ANZ $30 million to create a cryptocurrency for the Australian government. And you can see there in the purple, obviously Russia right at the top, big chunk of South America, and then New Zealand. That purple represents proof of concept, which basically means they are now piloting and experimenting with their own cryptocurrency. So we're definitely on our way. The Bank of New Zealand is in charge of that. And you can see there's a few countries there in the light brown slash orange. Those have already working and releasing their own cryptocurrency. They obviously don't release it to the market, into society. They'll be picking out specific business and individuals
Yes.
to work out the accounting aspect of crypto. And then you can see there's actually one country there that's launched right there. It looks like South or Central, so probably Central Africa. Let's have a
Yes.
look. Actually, just click on it and it'll tell us. So Nigeria. Oh, there we go. There's our Nigerian uncle.
Oh,
Yeah, so
okay.
if he does email, it might be worthwhile answering.
Yes.
But this just shows where the world is at with regards to launching the crypto. And so again, back to your question, what is crypto? So crypto is basically an algorithm. It's a mathematical equation in the cloud inside the blockchain. Blockchain is the avenue of how crypto is transacted between parties, between people.
Okay.
And it's all about peer-to-peer and decentralization. So decentralization is basically from me to you to me. So there's no third party, there's no intermediary. Is that how you say that word?
Yes,
Intermediary.
sir.
immediate precedent between us,
Yes.
copying the ticket. So there's no banks, obviously, and it's private. So if I sent you, say, $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, because crypto is open source, people can actually go see that transaction that I made, but they don't know who it went to, and they don't know why, what I purchased. So I could have purchased off you, a couple of years of accounting services or coaching. No one actually knows what the transaction was. They can see it because it's open source, like I said, but no one can actually see what was brought and who brought it and who received it.
And that represents for us accountants a real challenge. And I
Yeah.
think, you talked about decentralization, and that's where the scary part comes in for a lot of people, because we're so used for having something govern how things are working. But in saying that, I think it's worth noticing, or no, worth noting that you still have to comply with anti-money laundering rules. You're still heavily compliant with that particular way of transacting with each other. So, I think there's a misconception there that it's just on the big dark web. And yes, like money, there's a black market, but in a way it is still governed in some, shape or form.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you're 100% right there. So just like any society, any people group, any culture, any industry, there's always going to be the cowboys and the Mickey Mouse scammers. This doesn't matter where you go in the world, you're going to find those people. But generally, with regards to blockchain technology, it's actually based on trust. Sure, like I said, sure, you're going to get the scammers, but it's all based on trust. And what's really exciting with what we do, it's all about training and educating and showing people how to navigate
Yeah,
through the
and I
space.
remember,
So,
sorry.
now, where you go?
I was just going to talk to again, how you said you can't actually see what the transaction is. So I just want to talk into Coin really quickly, which you can see in the background, of your picture. The coin situation is, it's like a bartering system, right? So you barter your coin, and you and I talked about this, I don't know, about 2 years ago, when it first launched, and I signed up because I needed to know how it works for my clients, and how it works from an accounting point of view in terms of crypto. And I just really want to mention to anybody that's out there and operating with crypto within their business or personally, it is a taxable activity, which means you have to pay tax on it. You pay GST on it, and equally, you also claim GST back on transactions that you have had paid for. So there's a misconception again out there that people say, if I just don't tell anyone, who cares? But I think over time, things are going to be tightened up in terms of controlling that. But yeah, if you are dealing with crypto, make sure you keep adequate notes and receipts and documentation.
Yeah, we think that regulation is good for the industry because A, that'll get rid of the Mickey Mouse operators, and it'll bring stability into the ecosystem. And what's really big over in the States right now, there's a lot of venture capitalists, a lot of big companies. BlackRock, for instance, one of the biggest companies in the world, they are now looking into, well, they've already started actually. They've been approved by the SEC over in America to start doing transactions around Bitcoin to their clients. So it's moving very, very quickly. If you think back, like I said right at the start, Bitcoin was released in 2009, and today there's like 20, there's 26,000 different Bitcoins. Sorry, 26,000 different cryptos out there. So 99.9% of them are rubbish, but there's a good hardcore 100 different coins that people can play with. I won't use the word invest because I'm not allowed to use that word because I'm not a financial
Okay.
advisor, but that's what people do. So soon, the sooner the better with the regulation. That'll help the uptake and the awareness of crypto around the world. And yeah, I sort of agree with you. It's really tough on accountants because there's not a there's a bit of gray area when it comes to your tax. So one of the things that we obviously do with our clients is like we can't give you tax advice. Go talk to the accountants. But I know a lot of people, what they simply do is just put it as other income. Yeah.
Yes, and also, when you look at the legislation that's out at the moment, cryptocurrency or crypto assets are actually treated like stock. They are not treated like a legal tender still. And I think
It's
eventually that
coming.
needs to change.
Yeah, that'll come. You have a look at South America. El Salvador, for instance, their government made Bitcoin legal tender and gave $30 of Bitcoin to every person in El Salvador. Now, $30 worth of Bitcoin doesn't sound like much. But if you hang on to that for 20, 30 years, who knows?
That's exactly it. And I think, I think you did right. There's a transition period at the moment, like everything. I think we're still pretty, at the start of the bell curve, but I can certainly see some real uptake in interest, and also people actually trading with it. It's
Sure.
really interesting. But so tell us a little bit about if people are interested to learn a little bit more, because obviously this session here is just to draw some awareness of what Bitcoin is, and where do you recommend people to go to or what to do before they actually get their teeth into it?
Oh, obviously research, that's always number one. There's obviously the stories out there that people have been scammed and they lost money. And there's always two stories. One, I've been scammed. Two, my mate got into Bitcoin and he lost his money. So just like anything, if you buy in a high market and you sell in a low, of course you're going to lose. It's just like anything, property, shares, whatever. And it's the same with crypto. If you buy in a high market, or in the bear market, which we're just coming out of now, that's probably actually the best time to get into Bitcoin, because within the next year we'll be going into what's known as the halving. And if you Google the Bitcoin halving, it'll really open your eyes as to why it's such a good investment for people and the value that it's going to be in the future. So at the moment, it's about 29,000 US for one coin. But don't fret, you don't have to buy just one Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin called a Satoshi. So you could buy $100 worth.
I
I
didn't
wouldn't
hear
bother, it's a waste
that
of
was
time.
just a fraction. I thought that was
Yeah.
completely different. There you go. Learned something new today.
Yeah, so with regards to coin, that was launched in Australia back in 2020. We're now in our fourth year. We've got 2,000 merchants here in New Zealand, 300 of those here up here in Rotorua. And when it first launched, it was only 15 cents. So if you think back January 2020, 15 cents, and today it's worth $10.50 something or $10.70. I actually haven't had a look today. But if people come to Rotorua for a holiday, there's over 300 businesses where you can go spend coin or our digital currency rather than their money. And
And I
that's the
must
power of it.
admit, when I first got into it, I invested a certain amount that was now it's now worth tenfold. And I purchased my coffees with it. I purchased just recently some flooring for some renovations at our office. So you can purchase as little as much as you want. And personally, I also take it for accounting services. Again, you can't pay IRD in coin or cryptocurrency, so I would recommend to people definitely to perhaps take a percentage, and still make sure that you've got some cash going around. But generally speaking, I can see a really big uptake, and some of my retail clients also, they say, look, I need to include it because it is how people would like to purchase things in the future. And it is a competitive advantage and helps you fill the gap if things may be slow, things like that.
Yeah, and there's things you can buy like boats, cars, motorbikes. Like today, like you said, I went out and bought my lunch for a colleague and I. I bought just before Christmas, I bought a car on coin. Then after Christmas, I bought another one, and then I sold that for cash. So there's an element of being able to cash convert as well. So it's not just hang on to it. You can sell it. You can pass it on, you can use it, or you can cash convert. So there's lots of different avenues, and every business is different. Every business owner is different. And I can tell you just from the last 3 years of working with Coin works for every single business, not necessarily every single business owner, because sometimes we've got mindsets that's all just about the money. But, as we mentioned early on, society and culture is moving on very, very quickly. And I would just say to people, just start somewhere. Whether you want to spend $100 or $100,000, just start somewhere and learn as you go.
Yes.
Like on the job training, learn as you go.
100%. So if, say, somebody gets into coin or a digital currency, and we are New Zealand, so say we're here in New Zealand, where would you go to find other merchants? So obviously I know Coin has an app where you can search, but what about some of the others that we were talking about?
Yeah, good question. So, number one place, actually, I've just pulled it up. Let's go into here and have another look at my screen.
Okay, cool.
Okay, tell me if you can see this one.
Okay, it depends what you want me to see. I'm looking at the coin market cap.
Yeah. Okay, this is CoinMarketCap. This lists all the different cryptos around the world. And you can see out there, it actually says 1.8 million tokens, but that's not true. There's about 26,000. There's 646 different exchanges where you can change your coins for cash or trade them for other coins. And in
Okay.
here, you can click on. I know it looks like a completely foreign language, but it's actually quite simple. You can see here, Bitcoin number one right in the middle,
Yeah.
currently 29,000 US.
I feel like
And
I'm
if you
on
go
Wall
right,
Street looking at one of the screens there.
across to the far right, you can see the graph there of Bitcoin, and it just had a big drop. You can see that drop there. Now there'll be a reason for that. Something in the news, something a government did something somewhere. Maybe whales. Whales are people that, and groups of people that have large sums who
Right.
can influence the market with their purchases and with their selling. But Bitcoin's like the granddaddy of crypto.
Right.
Ethereum's number two, and then you've got something like here, number three. This is called Tether. It's tied to the US dollar, so it's only ever going to be $1. So, for example, say if you bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, and then price doubled, and your $1,000 turned into 2,000. You could sell your Bitcoin and turn it into USDT. Now you've got $2,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Wow.
Sorry, with the USDT.
With it,
And then
yeah.
say next week the Bitcoin drops in value back down to 1,000. It doesn't affect that 2,000 that you've turned into a stable coin.
So to go
Here's.
off to this website, do you have to be a member of it or sign up, or is this readily available for everybody to look at and
Yeah, anybody can join in. So it's coinmarketcap.com.
yeah.
Anybody can just Google
Have
this
a look in.
and
Okay.
jump in. Yeah. This is really interesting, this one down here. This is called XRP.
Yeah.
Now, XRP have just gone through a 3-year court battle, which have won. The government tried to say that their token is a security, which it isn't. And they've
Okay.
just won. And the price went up 21 cents last week. Now,
Right.
what's really interesting about this is that XRP is used by the banks. So the banks use XRP to shift billions and billions of dollars offshore. So rather than go through the usual channels,
Yeah.
through bank to bank, which costs them a huge amount of fees, plus the time it takes, banks convert their billions and billions into XRP, shift it offshore instantly to another country, to another bank, and then convert it back to their own foreign currency or their own fiat currency. And the fees are minimal.
Wow, is this public knowledge?
Yeah, 100%. You can just Google XRP court case and it will show you that they work.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this is basically where people can come to and check out what different, because these are all different coin or crypto
Yeah.
currencies that are
Yeah.
out
Yeah.
there.
So if you want to get a little bit technical, Bitcoin is the only true cryptocurrency. All the others are called altcoins.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's ones called meme coins or shit coins, excuse my language. And they are just coins that people make up just for the fun of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I followed a coin a couple of months ago called Pooh Coin, POOH. So it was based on Winnie the Pooh.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And with these meme coins, they pump and dump, which means people purchase and the price goes up, and then all of a sudden everybody sells, makes their money, and they get out. Yeah,
Okay.
pump and dumps. Yeah. So that's probably a bit more down the track if you're seasoned at cryptos, because you don't want to go down that road and lose your money.
So,
But
if
it's fun.
somebody wants to seriously think about getting into it, and they need somebody to hold their hand and help them understand and basically a coach, how can people get hold of you? And is this only here in Rotorua, or can people be coached by you all over the country? How does it work?
Yeah, we definitely do nationwide with Coin. Long as you're in a business, Coin is free to join, and there's no fees anywhere. We actually pay people to join Coin, and just give them, yep, $250 worth of Coin just for joining. So Coin is free. So that's a gimme. If you're in business, you should just join because it's free, and you're going to get more business anyway, and clients that you wouldn't have normally got. My colleague and I, we do travel. We were up at Whangarei last week talking to a group of 20. So anybody can get hold of me, and we'll cover lots of different aspects. So safety and security, that's number one. That's always the first thing we talk about. How do we keep you safe? How do you keep your crypto safe? And there's various different ways to do that. But then secondly, what do you actually want to achieve? Do you want to retire, sitting in economy class, or do you want to have your own private jet? So we can talk about the different levels of where people want to roll. And some people come to us and we've only got $1,000. Kapai, just get started. But then you go to the other extreme and you've got people that come and talk, they've got 100 grand, 200 grand. They don't want it sitting in the bank, and they may only be in crypto for a year, get their gains and then get out. So it's just totally different for every single person. And as a coach, my job is to get the answers from the individual, right? So all I'll be doing is asking questions.
Awesome. So, what are your contact details? I will obviously post it under the link of this video, but what's your website in case somebody wants to jump on straight away? Have you got
Yeah,
one?
Kapai. So my personal email, sorry, website is atscoach.com. You can contact me through there. If you want to talk about coin, I'm sure you'll put my email address in there. If you want to talk about coin, email me on my coin email. If you want to talk about other cryptos and blockchain, then we'll put that other email in the link as well, eh?
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much, Helen. I think that's all we've got time for today, but it was a really nice and sweet overview of what is crypto, how to get into it, and how to get hold of you to have some help. So I know I just want to mention that over the last 2 or so years, you've been really getting your teeth into that topic. You've learned a lot. You're doing a lot of educational stuff around it. Every time I have a question, I just have to ring you. It's really, really easy to talk to you. So I can highly recommend. And the cool thing about it is, as an accountant, to me, doing the right thing, is paramount, and also not getting my clients into trouble tax-wise. It is really important that people understand that. So and it's really awesome that you make sure that people know that as well, that you
Yeah,
do need
100%.
an accountant to deal with your crypto transactions because it is a taxable activity. Thanks again for coming along. And if anybody wants to get hold of Ellen, the details are below this link and you can get in touch and learn more about crypto and coin. Cheers.
Awesome. Cheers, Maddie.